Join us as we cover many an insane movie and numerous cult TV phenomenons. Are you ready to get jacked up? Are you with us? Then listen on.
Businesswoman, actress, model, and artist, Leticia Rhodes. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Very delightful. So, once again,
excited to be on the show. Definitely appreciate it very much.
Totally. Any business or other projects that you got coming up that you'd like to promote?
Yes, of course. Right now, I do have a fashion show that is up and coming for this month. It's Black History on February 26th. Mm-hmm. It's going to be Orchard Lounge. I got to make sure. I got to double check the flyer. I hate that I don't know that exactly. But I also have a magazine that's coming out in March with Sleek Models. And also, I have a podcast that's coming starting on the 1st of March. It is going to be called Watch Me Do My Thing from 7 to 9 p.m. So I will be talking about all kinds of different topics, subjects, different people that's going to be on the show, people that actually helped the city out of Dallas, that put a lot of things back into the city. So that's what that's going to touch base on. Neat. My music. Huh?
Very neat.
Yes. And then music-wise, right now I'm just, I will be releasing a single and hopefully a video on my birthday, which is March the 25th. I do have music that's right now that's on my YouTube channel, which you guys can always follow me, is that I am B.A.D. Goddess. So y'all can definitely tune in and check that out. I have a few videos up and running right now. And also, I have a few songs that are on Spotify. So if y'all want to just tune in and actually see what I do as an artist, y'all can check that out. That's under IMBAD, Goddess, and also under Mood, which is M.O.O.D. One song I would recommend is I Said It. So y'all go ahead and check that out. Tune in and tap into that. Besides that, I'm just building, growing, trying to rebrand myself, come out with something different. I've been doing this for a while, so
yeah. I saw you had gotten into music a few years back. Had that always kind of been a side project, or did that just kind of come more naturally just in more recent years where you're like, you know, I kind of want to channel what I'm feeling on my mind through music?
I just felt like I wanted to channel what I was feeling, tap in. I've been through a lot, and I know we all have due to this epidemic that's been going on with the virus and stuff. But not only that, just life in general. So to me, an easier way to express and maybe even touch somebody else that maybe want to express it but have that hard time is to actually express that through my music. So I just, I just felt like, okay, this is what I was meant to do. Because if I don't, I promise you, I will have a sad day if I don't do a song, write a song, make up a song or something. It has to be something every day that comes out of my mind to put on that pad or my notepad to write my music. So just wanting to touch the world, it's just the vibe that I get from music. So a passion.
How would you describe your music? It's kind of got a lot of electronic and hip-hop undertones and then kind of, you know.
Yeah, it's... it's hip hop. I also tap a lot into R&B. I also get into sometimes some dark music, you know, more and sometimes emotional. So I'm all around artist, not just hip hop. I just want to touch every genre of music to where I can express and maybe reach out to somebody. So I feel that I'm a hybrid. Let's say that to the genre of music.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Who were your inspirations, would you say?
I'm from California, so you already know I have to say NWA. That's on gangsta rap. With country music, because I used to love country music, my grandfather used to listen to it, Dixie Chicks. I listen to jazz a lot, so I can say I was into certain, like, Billie Holiday music sometimes. You know, that's
really? Kind
of to be my age. Yeah, I like Billie Holiday. And then there's female MCs, Queen Latifah, MC Light, and, of course, Lil' Kim. And then, of course, the genre now, Nicki Minaj, always. Lyrical beats female. So, yeah, those are some of the people inspiring me with this music.
That's pretty eye-opening. So you were able to mash up various genres and then just decide that you're kind of going to go with the flow, you know, whatever genre you wanted to kind of be kind of a part of, because that is very cool, because there are some music artists is like, yeah, I'll do this, but I won't do that. They get very picky instantly.
And to me, if that's, as an artist, I feel you can adapt. That's just my opinion. So if you can adapt, and if that's something that you have a passion behind, you can do it. It's just what you put your mind to. And I've been doing this for a long time. I could have gave up plenty of times, but I'm still striving. I'm still going. I'm still tapping into different tones of music, learning different genres, learning, you know, different ways of expression. Like not too long ago, I just got into, I know it's hip hop, but the way that UK, United Kingdom and London and stuff, they rap. It's totally different based on how American rap is. So,
oh, yeah.
Yeah. So that's like, when I heard them, I'm like, oh, this is different. Okay. So I drew into that. So just being an artist and not being, you know, so broad and want to stay into one category when music is expression to me, and all types of forms, ways you play it, is just the sound that comes out with it and how you express it. So, hey, no fear on that part.
Oh, totally. Do you recommend any of the music artists or remixing producers that you work with by any chance?
I will recommend Concept, yes. He works with Kings of Valleys out here in Dallas, Texas. Real popular recording studio. Since I've been working with him, that's been dope. We've been working on different types of tones of music and working with my boys. And also Chaotic, shout out to him from Industry Wave Studios. Definitely appreciate working with him, because my last song, he mixed a few things up and got a good sound coming out of there. So I definitely would recommend and shout out to them as well. Definitely appreciate them for working with me too.
Very neat. So let's backtrack a bit. When did you decide that you kind of wanted to just be involved in any kind of form of entertainment? Because, like, you're doing a little bit of acting, a little bit of modeling, just a bit of everything.
Right. Well, you know, I'm originally from Los Angeles, California. And when I was a little girl, probably about, like, six, just to try to keep us out of trouble, or me and my brother out of trouble and things, even though it was still there, my mom kind of put me into pageants, and I was doing modeling then, and then she also had me in acting classes that we were catching the bus every day to get to, getting coached and things like that, preparing to do an Oreo commercial that we were going to do. So at a young age, it was already tuned in to me. And my father, when he was around at the time when I was younger, he used to have us do like a show in front of his friends, set up his whole microphone and everything. I'm 6 and 7 years old. He got me playing as the lead singer with my two sisters.
Oh, so,
and then my grandfather, Mr. Andrew Rhodes, God rest his soul, he was an actual jazz musician in Los Angeles. Very kind of famous, kind of known. Played the saxophone. So when he'll be home and we'll go outside in the garage, he'll have me tune into the music there and have me on the piano. And we learning different notes and teaching me things. So from, I could just say as a toddler, from little and being inspired around my father, my grandfather, my mother, just hearing music period in Los Angeles and then just staying in tune with it. It's just been in me. I can just say since a little kid, a toddler.
That's cool. Did you also just kind of suspect that, you know, because you had just such a, you know, your family appreciated the arts, that you just conquered a lot of fears, you got over stage fright, you confident speaking in front of people, saying what was on your mind?
I still have fear sometimes because this last event, I was nervous seeing all those people. But over time, it's mind over matter. And then the confidence is there, is like you actually expressing your art in front of other people. So where you want their feedback, and that's another thing that's the adrenaline rush to me, to actually be like, I'm touching somebody. So my fear, I shouldn't even have fear, because these people are wanting something that's inspirational, something to have fun or anything like that, and you're expressing that to them, so that fear shouldn't even be there. So I feel like I've overcome that a lot over time, because I swear I was the most shyest kid and still get up there and turn to a whole nother person. But yeah.
Oh, very cool. That's one way to conquer it. So, who were there any other just names or inspirations that made you say, hey, I'm going to, you know, keep trying to do all these various things, all these various other ventures?
Just in general, my family, just the drive that I've been having since little kid, just seeing it and wanting to just express myself through art. So really there's no other names at this time, but just everybody. I'm not able to pinpoint or say everybody name right off the top of my head. But for those who have worked with me and they know they work with me, they know they have put their inspiration or push or give me that drive or that motivation to stay uplifted, they know who they are. So I want to say thank you to them. But yeah, I can't really pinpoint everybody on names.
All good. And that was cool to know your musical inspirations, because, I mean, you know, that's also... Yeah, some people kind of just, I don't know, they like to get easily offended by, oh, you know, you're inspiring, and so now you're going to rip this person off. It's like, no, that's what an inspiration is. You've got a similar style to someone who you admire.
Right. No, that's true.
Just what kept you going? What made you say, hey, I got confidence in this. I'll do a little side hustle here and there, and then I'll try this out, and that.
You said what made me keep going?
Yeah.
my family and just when I'm hearing other people say that, oh, Tisha, you inspired me to do this, and actually hearing from family members to tell me that I removed the fear just based off something that they see me do or see me still drive and try to accomplish, even when people be trying to knock me down or if I'm having a lot of negativity or chaos in my life, and they see that I'm still pushing, and I get messages like, you motivate me, you have that drive, and I appreciate you. So hearing those positive feedbacks from other people actually gives me that motivation. And not only that, my children. I want them to see that they have a mother that doesn't give up. So they should give up as well, even when times get hard.
You just channel positivity endlessly. It's great.
Yes.
Well, you have any other projects you want to promote as well that are just upcoming?
Well, like I said, the fashion show on the 26th. Right now, I'm just in the mix of just building everything. But you can catch me on Extreme Models. That's supposed to be hitting Roku TV. Y'all can check that out. Like I said, tune into my YouTube channel. I did do a reality show back 2 years ago. It's on YouTube. Y'all can check that out on my page as well, but it's under Fantasy Divas of Dallas. So definitely check that out. It's funny. It got a little drama.
It's reality stuff.
Reality stuff. So definitely check that out. That's with WMNT Network, and that will be on YouTube. So it's Fantasy Divas of Dallas. Follow my Instagram. Definitely tap in. My Instagram is IamGoddess88. My other Instagram been hacked, so don't go to that one. Make sure you see it says on the logo. This one is not hacked, so you know it's me. But nice. But you will see my music. You will see what other things I got going. Like I said, I also have my podcast coming up. Watch me do my thing every Saturday night from 7 to 9. Represented by One Track, One Sound. So you definitely got to tune into that with my co-host, OG the Critic, and T1T. We're going to definitely talk about a lot of things personal, a lot of things, definitely what's helping the cities, what's not, artists, all of that. So those are just a few things I got going on. And if any producers want to hit me up, y'all hear me, tune in, check me out, love my voice, email me some beats. That will be something, samples for me to tune in, check out. You want me to wreck on them, rap on them, sing on them, just hit me up. And that is at beautythemodel88@gmail.com.
Nice. Very nice. Okay, well, excellent. Any other just thoughts you'd like to share with people who are just trying to get into some kind of form of entertainment, whether it's YouTube or independent music or some other kind of fashion related industry?
You said what kind of, just stay motivated. You're going to get a lot of no's before you get a lot of yeses. And just know that you are your biggest critic. You are your biggest fan. You are your biggest supporter, your biggest marketer. However, you will meet great people as long as you put 110% effort into your work and what you do and stay driven at all times.
Excellent. If only everyone could think as positive as you know. So.
Yeah, it ain't easy. Not gonna lie, it takes a lot, but it's possible. Definitely,
it is very possible. Yeah. Okay, well, thank you for being here.
Thank you. I appreciate you. Thank you so much for having me.
Likewise.
I appreciate it. All right. Yeah, we'll go.
We'll return after these messages.
JURRS Podcast is proud to promote AutoCorrect, an independent film company with experienced industry professionals who can serve all your film industry needs. They include self-tapes, voice actor recordings, demo reel editing, script revisions, headshots, and much more. They're ActorCorrect at your request. Book them on Instagram.
Hey, feeling down? Feeling low? Not enough podcasts about movies in your life? Why not try?
They must be destroyed on sight!
The new podcast cure-all, sure to get you right with the world and on a path to better living. We have exploitation, we have Italian horror, we have zombies, we have slashers, we have crime films, we have spaghetti westerns, we even have sci-fi and sex comedies. So take a dose of...
They must be destroyed on sight!
As needed, and let the hosts, Lee Russell, Daniel Harper, Paul Romali, and the odd guest host cure what ails you.
Warning, may cause atrophy, African consumption, black fever, bone shave, tin puff, colic, cramp colic, dropsy of the brain, elephantitis, grocer's itch, jaundice, mania, miasma, mortification, palsy, Pox disease, rheumatism, scurvy, St. Anthony's fire, summer complaint, and worm fit in some people. Consult a physician before listening.
Did you ever see a film at such a young age it left you traumatized with cinematic wounds?
Necrophilia.
It's a dead issue, man. Don't push it. Cinema Psyops is a weekly podcast documenting an ongoing experiment on the mind of an unwilling test subject.
No one should have to watch this movie.
Oh, no one should have to watch this?
No one should have to watch this movie.
Surprisingly, it's not a topic that a lot of people really want to tackle.
I'm shocked, prudes.
I know, really.
Right?
It's the next sexual frontier that no one wants to explore.
I am, in the most sincerest of senses, disappointed in you.
It takes a powerful goddess like Connie, jam her arm down the monster's throat and kill it. Oh, I'm still tripping out over that. Even as a kid, I was like, I gotta find a girl like that.
Every week, I get a new look of disappointment that I never thought I could get out of.
It's unimaginable. At 12 years old, you should not be watching this movie.
Obviously.
At 13, you should not be. 14, you shouldn't be. I'm not entirely sure even 17-year-olds should be watching this movie.
Just because you're offended by something doesn't mean that you have the right to demand that it doesn't exist.
Watching this film again, I had all of this like little nerd glee with everything that kept
little history
up.
Doll yeah, popping up
absolutely.
At you.
So I totally loved this film.
Hey, I know why you know, couldn't see that. It's because your brain's warped watching this shit at 12 years old.
Yeah, this is a rough movie. I told you ahead of time when we were getting ready to do it that it was.
How did
be a
you
rough
watch
movie.
This shit at 12?
Because physical wounds heal, cinematic ones don't. Listen to Cinema Psyops.
Hey everybody, I'm Corey
and I'm Zach. And we're the hosts of Podcasting After Dark, a cast dedicated to late-night horror and sci-fi of the 80s and 90s, often found on HBO and Cinemax.
You know, the movies your parents didn't want you watching as a kid. You can find us every other week on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Podbean, and Stitcher.
This is what you want.
This is what you get.
Greetings, friends. My name is Dean Legiro, and I'm the host of the 3324 Podcast. I invite you to join me and my lifelong friend Eric Kuber to come with us as we discuss the music and movies that shaped our life. Each week, we'll pick an album or film that we really connect to, and not only give you some great info and trivia, but also discuss, debate, and celebrate what it means to us and the journey it took us on. We also look forward to hearing from you and giving us some of your picks for us to check out and discuss. I think it'll be a really fun experience, so come along with us for the ride. You can find us on your favorite podcast provider, and at 3324.buzzsprout.com. Thanks for your time, and welcome to the 3324 family.
It's time, let's check our cue, baby. Pair it with a couple brews, baby. We love good movies. We love the bad ones, too. So we watch them all and pass their lessons on to you. Oh, yeah.
Everything I learned from movies helps to make life a little bit groovy. With a one-liner plot holes and gratuitous movies, it's time to get busy with your friend Steven Izzy.
At EILFM.podbean.com.
We now continue with our program.
Follow us on the web on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. The podcast is available on Podbean, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Anchor, Apple, and anywhere else podcasts are available. Feel free to review our show and leave comments on any of those sites. Thanks a million for listening.
It's a jacked up.